당하란 정말로 아니 최중킹게 가자 강기 단 대자 가르래서나 아니 더워다 탄기 집이 공포 좀 되고요래 고아등 속 동일 좀 린이신지 빨리 좀 되고요 봤어. Tatili ki chimbu karres, ki chiki karresena, on a tabadot chimbi kumbangani, yendin chi gugore, paint chi gugore, on a koyatan, dungita koi nimit the tongu yaris.
In order for us to realize such aspirations that we have, it is important for us to understand and contemplate the benefits striving for liberation and enlightenment and the limitations and the disadvantages of being trapped in the samsara.
No, no. 당가란주 아니 레 코웨 님이든 도상주자니 야바도 따상노 야보 마타나 아니 가란주 그 대제 대와지 땅 등상간주 가란주 상도 대와데 아니 디 아니 드르바이나 파지 동에 그 드르바나 차고요 그래서
As we reflect on the what is called faults of samsara, limitations and disadvantages of samsara, we really have to be, think really deeply what are we really talking about, limitations of the faults of being in samsara. Because the things that we ordinarily seek, what we might term as happiness or pleasure, are as a matter of fact a form of suffering of samsara. So therefore, when we make efforts and create causes and conditions to fulfill those what we call seeking happiness in samsara, you know, in a sense, we are creating causes of suffering because the such pleasures of happiness are in reality a form of suffering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Karisena, Ranzoki, Saki, Devati. Devati, any denial that do each other is to conjure it to heritage.
So, all the pleasures that we seek in samsara, and we might even use the term happiness, but in reality, all of these are what we call contaminated pleasures or happiness. It's a technical term, contaminated. And so when we look from a deeper point of view, these pleasures are, as a matter of fact, what we call suffering of change.
No, no. 당 아란 참말로, 내 코에 내래, 위협보다 학, 위협 삼부여로서 위협보다 학 보고 그래서.
First, we all need to realize. understand that we are in a situation called samsara. We are trapped in samsara.
So that the COVID nest is done. That really was concerned us when they were going to run to the internet traffic. That number not get the same function, Maris.
But as we talk about how we are trapped in samsara, we must not think of samsara as if it is an external, place, where we got trapped in. So there are mountains around us, and there are buildings and skyscrapers and all of these things. So we are really trapped in this kind of environment. That is really not the understanding of samsara.
Kowe nese namendo kowate rasu juj dibakirin.
That
is, Kowati, Shir Kowati, the Kansatanjik Jule Dusini, Yavashin, Dresan Pansham, Kowati, Rana Susu, Rana Ranki, Kowati, Rana Jijiba Chadiris.
So when we think about samsara, we must not think as if samsara is a universe out there, so all of us are in that universe, But samsara is very personal, each of us, aggregate constitute, if you will, is very much deeply connected with samsara. So we cannot think of samsara in a very generic term, as if it is out there, some kind of a world, and then we are all part of that world. So I said that samsara is very personal, very intimately connected with who we are as individuals. Now that is to say that when an individual person makes effort to be free from samsara, when he or she or they are free from samsara, these individuals are now liberated. Whereas still samsara exists and others are in samsara. See? So that in that sense it's very personal. It all relates to one's individual experience and effort. As an individual, one can be liberated from samsara, and other sort of samsara really does not affect oneself so much. So what is samsara in a very technical sense and a deeper way of understanding? What is it? Samsara is understood in terms of this contaminated physical and mental aggregates that we have called siddhanta, kumbho, right? Which are the results of products of, I don't like to use the word product, look like some companies manufacture that. But, are the outcome of deluded state of mind and contaminated karmic action. So deluded state of mind and contaminated karmic action are the producer of other causes, and our physical and mental aggregates are the outcome or the result of those causes. So therefore, as long as we have contaminated aggregates, physical and mental aggregates, contaminated in a sense, contaminated by delusion, pleasure, myanmar in Tibetan, and contaminated karmic action, then we are trapped in samsara.
No, no. That indeed, quote Pangba Shabala, Karguresuna, quote Kani Sumbresuna later, Ranjili Yopi, later in your money in Sumbres.
So, how has samsara come into being if we ask that question to ourselves? Then we'll understand that samsara has come into existence because of delusion and contaminant karmic action in one's own state of being, in one's own mind.
So that Marazo Karishi, Lego Karishi, Tabi Toba Toba, Lego Karishi Gurisina, Leda Nyamanibu, the Papang after Tabisha Guris.
So if that is what samsara is, then what is our job? Our job is to free ourselves from this bondage of delusion and contaminated karmic action, right? If we can break this bondage of delusion, pleasure, and contaminated karmic action, then we are free, liberating ourselves from samsara, and that is our job.
Right. Leta nyomo ni shena karishya gura shena nyomo da kei chaya chaya da karishya kei chaya shena mandu da zo chaya gura.
So of these two things, delusion and karma, which of them is really, how to say, more of a troublemaker, if you will, is as a matter of the delusion. The delusions are the, you know, I mean, among the worst, it's the worst kind of causes here,
which leads to some kind of resistance.
So how is that bad? How come the delusions are, I mean, worse than karma, did you say? Because it's because of delusion, under the influence of delusion, motivated by, undergirded by delusion, that we created, accumulated karmic action.
So, later, you more than you do, later, you more than you save in a round top of coverage.
So, whenever we as individuals are able to put an end to delusions within our mind and contaminated karmic action, it is at that point of time we as individuals are liberated from samsara. Then we can say, now we are free from samsara.
Let Nubaluduke, Sawashirana. Later, you must say, Pay Taras. Ranji GDP later, you must be serving a little bit of his gun.
A great Indian sage, master scholar, Arya Nagarjuna, has said in his fundamental wisdom treatise called Mula Madhyamika, and as Jethro quoted the lines from his memory, says, this is almost like an answer to the question, when does one find liberation? He says, at the end of exhausting, you know, putting an end to delusion and contaminant action, one's own delusions and contaminant action, one finds nirvana or liberation.
Daya taba todi zani ki lungba dobi kilpa chinsi ne kar ting ting da mar ting ting da tindi kilpa dogu yam tindi maris. Ko na susu eni tanda ni pungpun di tola ya taba todi yo jesu.
So whenever that happens, that individually we put an end to our own delusions and contaminant karmic actions, at that point of time, we as individuals are liberated from samsara. So we should not think again, okay, but maybe at that point of time we have to sort of migrate to some other kind of a world, an environment where, you know, there's all kinds of beautiful colored rainbows or something, you know. And then we can say, okay, yeah, now I'm in liberation, I see the rainbow there or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is.
Oh, yeah. That could take me to that. That's it.
So, being here in this world, whenever we exhaust, we put an end to our delusions and contaminated karmic actions, we become liberated just being in this world. We do not have to migrate to some other part of the world or some other universe for liberation.
You know, that call it how you say, call it neck and licking in and tell it, say, Google, I'm a stacky words.
So, whenever we find freedom from samsara, from then onwards, we do not have to be reborn in samsara.
Over and again. So the most important thing for us to understand is
our whole job is to look within our own state of mind and understand what delusions are and purify our mind of delusions and the negativities and contaminant karmic actions.
That rank, listen.
And so everything that we are doing, you know, this whole education about Dharma that we are engaged in, right? And any kind of practice we do, meditation, prayers, and you just name it. So basically, our study and practice, our education and our practice of Dharma should all be focused on or aimed at eliminating delusions from within our own state of mind. So that is our focus, and that's the, you know, why we engage in the study and practice of Dharma.
랑 최 셰버데 최 가르침네 왜나 라빙이나인다 아니 검잡이나 가르셰빙인다 최소 샤와 가르셰빙이나 아니 마리바다 마리바다 다 마리바신 데샤시 아니 콘트로시 아니 아제 아니 타도 다 누신이 자외니 뭐 누신이 주시 아니 따와신 따와랑와신이 주여들 내버치 셰고 그랬어
cultivate Dharma within our mind, and so whatever we do that's related to Dharma, read Dharma books, contemplate the meaning of the Dharma, meditate on the Dharma, all the things we do must be aimed at, as I said, destroying or eliminating delusions within our mind. And now here arises, so what are delusions then? You know, what are we talking about? Of course, there are many delusions in us, but there are what we call six primary delusions. And number one is ignorance, maripa. Number two is attachment. Number three is anger and hatred. Number four is pride. Number five would be jealousy. Number six is wrong views or distorted views. So when we study and practice Dharma, our real whole motivation and the purpose is to be able to counteract to be able to challenge, counteract any of or all of these delusions.
맞아. 다 이제 너무 간단해지네요. 다 자와 뒤두네 연구해야지. 다 뒤두고 나네요. 아니 자외 다 독숨 내자기도 뜸무슨구나. 리숑 연구해야지.
So all other delusions arise from these six primary delusions. You know, if we have these six primary delusions under our belt, so to speak, then all other delusions are branching out of them. So if we kind of attack these six, then all those branch outs will also be tackled all along the way. And among these six primary delusions, again, the three really what we call the fundamental or the root delusions are ignorance, maripa, attachment, dvesha, and anger, kondro. So these are the three
one called poison, three poisonous delusions. So the point I'm trying to make here is whatever actions we do, undertake, we must
engage in
bodily actions and speech actions and mental actions, all our actions should be geared towards, you see, our fighting, if you will, if you don't like the word fight, challenging and counteracting the, those delusions in one's own mind, in our own mind. Mm-hmm. 최 람도 좋고요, 말이죠.
So as we engage in the study and practice of the Dharma, and we started to see or observe that a delusion, a certain delusions are arising in our mind. But if we kind of adopt this indifferent attitude to them, but yet we think, okay, we are studying and practicing Dharma, then that means that we are missing the point here. Okay? But with that kind of attitude or approach, we will not succeed in cultivating spiritual
path in our mind. 다티 시지 문도 산고 쉐텐 쉐통 통신 걸어 봐.
So as we want to counteract our delusions, an important part of this whole strategy for the practice of your life is we should be able to see what is wrong with delusions. You know, why is it such a big deal or a problem to have delusions? And as we really understand the problems of delusion, what's wrong with delusion, then we are able to start to develop a sense of like, I'm really getting fed up with delusion. That's important. We need to get fed up with delusion. We need to develop aversion to delusion.
다 간대되잖아. 간대적인 소개변에 예의 소개변에 어때 있는 게 뭘 되는 거야. 그래서
다텔에
애니 누스니 대체 저왕 괜히 인생에 있던 콘트롤 왕세 지금 이 누가 대 하고 그러고 같은데.
Yeah, man, killing could be motivated by attachment or anger. You know, it doesn't have to be anger all the time. When we kill someone, it doesn't have to be the anger which makes us kill. It could be out of attachment that you may kill someone.
손자 다 때문에 이해 말해. 때문에 싸워 때문에 꾼 만든 거야. 그래서. That day, Nani Penna, so you, that machine, Yench Daduzo, nor could it, and the catch of one Kugu or country one, Hedango one, Mabazon, so ni do us. Chado one is your time.
So, in the case of stealing, you know, we could be stealing out of attachment, or we could be stealing out of hatred or anger against someone, or usually, you know, what that plays out is destroyed. What we couldn't get, other's property, or we could steal out of jealousy. You see how different delusions can become motivators to engage in such negative actions.
Taka na yi ke loyen shepan, taka ane jun dhapa tenzu, ting yinpo, taka tenzu, de kecha wang shiya tang, kontra wang shiya tang, ane, tali, do was ta.
So the same thing, you know, goes with other forms of delusions, such as adultery or sexual misconduct and deception or lying. It could be out of attachment, out of hatred, out of jealousy, you know, out of, you know, any of these delusions that we could be creating those negative
problems. So when any of those
delusions or all of those delusions bubble up inside us, then we find ourselves engaging in the such negative action. So what we should be doing is that as we see any delusion or delusions popping up inside us, we need to slam them down. You know, we need to attack them and bring them down.
다 때리다 아웃이 인도 다 유사트바 까기 상수 리시 지엄을 람사 카두테 시트바시아고 딱딱한 나이 그런 게 되면 주인들 참아 이게는 참아 세봤다 직접 나왔다 아니 눈 참아 직접 마세 세봤다 내가 나이 이직을 나세는 것을 못 하시면 된다 참아 못다 배 면모된 적 꾸인 상이 때 레이트 사인 거야 그래서
So the delusions become motivated for all kinds of negative karmic actions we perform. We just name it. Causing disharmony or divisions among people. We use speech to divide people up against each other. Especially the friends and buddies. We use unpleasant speech or harsh words that hurts others' feelings. We indulge in frivolous, meaningless, gossiping. We indulge in covetousness, coveting for others' good. We indulge in harmful intent, malicious intent, you know, want to kill someone. We indulge in distorted perceptions and views, and all of these, as we can see, are undergirded by different forms of delusion.
So that temptation, koi nimi ta di chani, rana mende bhi kani ji shong ina ta ti ani nimo wang shong re nimo jungtang kare sna nimo ko lesa le chong wang ti rana mende bhi shong re mas ta sa sampong kare.
So the bottom line is this, that as we confront samsara and its problems and headaches and suffering, all of that, we really need to remind ourselves the reason why we have to go through this samsaric experiences and headaches is because of our contaminated karmic actions or negative actions. And these negative actions are prompted by deluded state of mind. So as we say, the formula for samsara is delusion plus negative actions equal to samsara. So that's how we go round and round in samsara.
Mm, sonsa ran ran so sweet that yin kan de na saint dung la so told pa ba tinzu kar de na leng ba sa leng ba te na mi te rang le dan de bu rang mi ba yin ba de ha ko ba shi ta yu sa leng ba sa pa ka ya te ani ta ke chim cha yu
re. So whatever forms of suffering we experience, you know, whether it's physical, such as some kind of sicknesses and health issues, or whether it is mental suffering, mental anguish and anxiety and agony and all of that, all of these are the outcomes of our own negative karmic actions and contaminated karmic actions, which are, you know, supported by, you know, by our own delusion. So we really need to understand that this is what is happening in my own personal life. So why I have to go through so much samsaric experiences because of my own contaminant karmic action, because of my own delusion. So I really need to put an end to all of these things if I want to be free from samsara. And then based on our own experience, we look at other people and they are going through the same experiences, you know. And then we understand the reason why they go through so much is their delusions and their negativity. So they need to take care of that for themselves.
And as soon as that Ranjuli Yepe, Yamotan Samuel, that Rang Jatamaki, that Jaduki, Chagaris.
So, what we're really talking about is we need to recognize that delusions in our own mind are the enemy number one that each of us has.
Soon as she, Majit and the Major, she Daliki, Ranaman Deberic, thinking of the Nil, and that they die instantly, that they Norris. Then,
and this young is
shown where they are ranked. You may be on the Zen the
chambers. We ordinarily, how to say, attach so much importance to external enemies. You know, when things go wrong, or if somebody says something nasty, then we see that person as my enemy. Okay? Or if somebody does something bad to us, we see that person as our enemy. But there are not the real enemies. The real enemies are within our own mind, our own delusions. Because it's because of our own delusions, maybe, you know, these people are reacting perhaps to our delusions and what we have done to them. Yeah? So our delusions are the enemy number one, not the outside people or the beings.
Right? Later, pneumonia was said, correct, say, when lamchi dembas, demba gindu tendi tani, dunghe dabu kunju dembas, dunghe dabu kunju nishu, that kunju the mevazogu, that's all. That the mevazogu karigurus and lam gongu garis.
So when we look at this Buddha's first teaching on the Four Noble Truths, which provides the structure of the Buddhist doctrine or the teaching, first thing Buddha talked about is the true suffering. Yeah, see, he wants us to realize that there is true suffering in samsara. And then he goes on to explain, you know, what brings the true suffering, and he talks about true causes of suffering. And then once we realize that, now we say, okay, now we see what brings us suffering, and we do not want suffering in its causes, then he talks about true path, which is the real antidote to put an end to suffering. And when we do that, adopt that true path, that leads us to the state of freedom called cessation of suffering. So those are the four noble truths. True suffering, true cause of suffering, true path, true cessation of suffering.
That lamch dembas and lamdes is any lamna cigarettes, lam de rimba news in the rimba mobile the juju risk. That's how they are the rimba tambukan leba sheba karigurus and call a shun thing in jung samba shudachi.
So true path is not just a single entity, it's not just a single phenomena, you know, if you kind of grab it, then that is all we have. It, and there are so many levels or stages of hell we can talk about. And before we get on the first stage or the level of the hell, we need to cultivate what is called denunciation, nyanjo in Tibetan, aversion to misery in samsara.
But as we
deal with true path, what does that involve? How many levels of stages we have to go through? We must not feel discouraged, oh my God, there are too many, you know, stages to go through. I can't do it. You know, don't let ourselves down. Do not underestimate our own ability to cultivate the spiritual
path.
As a matter of fact, we can say we have to develop courage to engage in spirituality. We have to boost of our spirit when it comes to practicing, cultivating
Dharma.
We should discourage ourselves from engaging in negative action. You know, when it comes to doing negativity, it's better to be afraid of negativity and better to be timid. If that's what you could use. When it comes to practicing Dharma, do not be timid. Do not be, disheartened. You know, we need to boost of our spirit, and we have to be kind of a, I guess maybe the word today is called risk taker when it comes to practicing Dharma.
That and the Lam Gom Tishabin and Tabi Gompa, Malolan, Tabi Gompa, Toguyaris, Benatabi, Tabatan Gompa, Toguyaris, Nyamukmirupana.
So we cultivate aversion to misery in samsara, aversion to the simple languages like we are really totally fed up with samsara. And so we stick to the path that leads us to the cessation of suffering. When we find the cessation of suffering, let's say where we are completely free of delusions in our mind, that is where we achieve nirvana or nibbana or freedom from samsara. So I hope you get a sense here that when we talk about samsara, we are really not talking about some external location or a place. So we cannot say, you know what, if you are in America, you know, then you are in samsara. But if you move out of America, then you are in some kind of freedom state. You know, it doesn't matter which part of the world we are in, Europe, America, or South America, whichever part of Asia. That's not what the samsara is. Samsara is very intimately connected with our physical and mental
everyday.
If samsara is, that easy, like some external location and place, then I don't think we really have too much of an issue to be free from samsara. You know, we can all migrate out of that particular place called samsara.
Honest.
So when can we see that? But then this is not the highest spiritual goal that is attainable. You know, don't think this is all, you know, be it and all, you know, everything. Because there's more than that to be achieved, which is called complete enlightenment, or to use the Buddhist terminology called Buddhahood, a complete enlightened state. And to get there, or to become an enlightened being, to get there sounds like out there, but to be an enlightened person, now we have to cultivate more spiritual values, if you will. We have to cultivate great love, Mahamaitri, great compassion, Mahakaruna, altruism, Bodhicitta, and the wisdom gone beyond, the wisdom realizing emptiness or shunyata or sunata as it is. So through the combination of these values and practices that we are able to become a complete enlightened person.
That only to be here the Sanju Sen Rumuchinaba needs Nani tabe gompa ta da tuba chi bilan lu kyu ba le san ju sem de ge chi kyu re.
So in order to become a complete enlightened person, we must cultivate bodhicitta, altruism, bodhisattva's attitude, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. These two things must go hand in hand together. But now if we ask, which of these two things is more important one? Well, that depends on what we want to achieve. Yeah? And in order to achieve complete enlightened state, the highest spiritual goal that one can attain, of these two things, bodhicitta is more important than emptiness.
Shangyu se rumbo che rangyu li sheba shepa la kar gogur se na nije chenpo tang shamba chenpo nipo tang eba do ngon ni bro gogur se.
So in order to experience bodhicitta in our own state of mind, we must first cultivate great love and great compassion.
Ti nipo te rangyu li sheba shepa la chogo senje la rale go, senje tam je la rale go, jikza ma yin pe ganga la rale go re se.
It is by way of relating to them, it's in relation to them, with reference to them, only we could cultivate great love and great compassion.
Dwa ritu ka sanji thamchin, suri mepa, ane dunghe te tana kema rung, tawra chochi, tawra dagi chawa samata, tani shevu raisa. Niji kema gondi chana.
As we cultivate great compassion, we cannot discriminate among sentient beings as this and that. When we talk about samsara, there are six types of sentient beings. We call six migrators. And nobody is here to be discriminated against. Everybody is a friend. And we have to sincerely wish, you know, we have to genuinely wish that may everybody be free from suffering and its causes of suffering. That's how we cultivate what is called great compassion.
Sanchi kandachi yinaya, rang dra yinche, ta lowa rituka sanchi tsamala, ane ta dewa tatina che maru dembra chuchi, dembra dagi shao chanpesh.
So as we cultivate compassion for sentient beings, which is called great compassion, we cultivate a series of positive feelings, if you will. We cultivate that how nice it would be if sentient beings are free from suffering and causes of suffering. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May I be able to do something here to help sentient beings to be free from suffering. It's to have a series of beautiful thoughts are connected together and they really make rational sense, you know. Now the same thing with cultivating great love. There's nobody among sentient beings to be excluded or discriminated against. We sincerely wish everybody to find true peace and happiness. So we cultivate a series of feelings, how nice it would be, we really mean it, that all sentient beings are happy or find happiness. May they be able to find it. We send our good wishes to them. May I be able to help sentient beings find happiness, bring some personal responsibility here. So by cultivating such thoughts and feelings that we cultivate great love, mahametri, and great compassion, mahakaruna, to and for sentient beings.
So it's that Rang Li Yen Pe Sen Che Dra Ta Nyen Ta Pa Ma Tsang Ma Lu Kan De Chi Yen Na Yen Ta Mi Tsa Ma Yen Pe Ndwa Ri Tu Sen Che Kan De Chi Yen Na Yen Ta Rang La Pen To Chen Po Yung Guwa Kari Yen Se Ne Nyi Ji Chen Po Ta Shang Pa Chen Po Rang Ju Li Shi Ya Ke Yi La Pe Te Kuran Cha Ke Kondas Cha Ke Yor So it's that Mi Yen Chan Ta Sen Che Yen Kan De Chi Yen Na Ta Ne Wa Shi Shi Me Pa Ta Ani Ta Tani Chi Cha Ke Yor Se
So when we look within this kind of a context, then we start to see the importance of sentient beings to our spiritual development. As a matter of fact, sentient beings constitute what we call the basis, you know, for our spiritual growth and development. And it is in relation to them we cultivate great love, great compassion, and without them we couldn't do it. And so as we cultivate love and compassion, then of course, one of the implications, if you would, is that we cannot hurt or harm anybody, because everybody is to be loved, and everybody is to be wished to be free from suffering. So who is there, you know,
Sanchi, tena sonsa, Sanchi yin rang la, kadin chenpo chaga yo res.
So in light of that, I feel that sentient beings could be appreciated and understood as being kind to us. So that's how we appreciate the kindness of sentient beings to us.
Ta sanu yangpo tandas. Sanchi chomde de ta Sanchi yinpo te rang ge taba ta tanchi shibi kubha toya le kadin chenpo chiba chaga yo res.
Buddha or Buddhas are very kind to us in the sense that based upon their own enlightened experiences, they show us the true path, unmistaken path leading to some enlightened state. So they provide us the method, the means by which we can become enlightened beings. So therefore they are very kind to us, and we know that. But then, you know, how do we cultivate the methods that Buddhas have provided us? So sentient beings have provided us opportunities to practice the method. So therefore, sentient beings are very kind to us because they are really giving us the real situation, opportunities, you know, to cultivate the practice, you know, and what Peter Agin says. So therefore, sentient beings help us not to be big mouth, just but to be realistic and practice Dharma. So they are very kind to us.
So in those respects, as we say, they are equally kind to us, as we say. Oh, yeah. So that's it. So that's it. So the point I'm trying to make here is, in every possible way,
we have to appreciate how all sentient beings are so important to us, and we have to cherish them.
Rang la kadi chimbo thale rang ani pa teni longje shina te rang dukcha chagu duwas.
So if sentient beings, we accept the premise that sentient beings are very important to us and we have to appreciate their kindness, now if we do something that hurts them, that would be very unbecoming, isn't it? Very ungrateful. They have been kind to us and we return their kindness with unkindness. See? That is very unbecoming on our part.
Pena, rank any rang la ta pe ne re tsewe se na mru rang ke ya shong khen ke shong shen khen ke phama de ne rang pe dong di she ne pe de le ne tsing yan ba la ta ga na yi lu che dong di she tin de she be ne ta ti bu ta phoma kha ri ne te mi ti ya bu chi tse re be du te chi tse re
be So ordinarily speaking, lasting of you know, very loving parents who have raised their kids, you know, very lovingly and nurtured them and everything. Now let's say for whatever reason, when kids turn out, you know, into like very ungrateful, and they abuse their parents like anything. They verbally abuse them, they physically abuse them. So now, what would other people say about this kid?
Think about it.
You know, so we really have to, you know, as we think about that matter, if that is something very unbecoming and uncalled for, it's the same thing here. Sentient beings have been very kind to us, and it's very uncalled for and unbecoming on our part. To be ungrateful to them.
Ta ran le singen ba lam khin ta ta ga na gi ge ta lu ge dung di sing gen de tin de shong bin yin na ya de la ani ta ge go ge ding de sam ni pa len lo ja ma de
remembering their kindness, you know, we just think about the positive side of the thing and, you know, remain cool and don't retaliate against them.
The sun no tong de chane, 네 NS 산지 공파다 타비 공파 터야 돼. 늦을 땡 그건도 다. 늦어 맨 땡 아 용금 문도 씁니다. 누구 안 당고.
So we have to kind of tell ourselves that if these people don't exist, then how can I ever become a Buddha? You know, they are really giving the challenge I need to grow towards Buddhahood. If they don't exist, you know, I don't see how can I practice and become a Buddha.
송전다. 뒤 따드는 거랑 처음을 얻게. 랑리 옌베 신지 간다지이네 던줄에 언니다 지구슈 그 옙시다 아니 펜버도브마도 네바마시베시다 던디시 두바지시구다
So our, you know, how to say, aspiration and is that in our everyday life that we learn to respect others, appreciate the goodness in others and their kindness towards us and we don't do anything that hurt or harm others.
오늘 다 들이 따라 쇼킹이 된 거란 정말로 말할래 댄스 또 했다. 저런 저래 다 힘이 저래 댄스 또 사버 좀 힘이 든 줄다. 그래서 핀토 이거 약 러버 유스. 아, 진짜 야 너 어때 트레인 들이 때 했다. 단데 이해하면 돼. 오케이. 아니 또 난 얘기 중에 좀 더 뭐야. That any research. That you that came into. Ray, Jock machine.
Okay,
Kate Chamber Minister Drink Yard.
Okay, I will be very quick and there are a few announcements. That His Holiness the Dalai Lama is in Seattle and at a conference on Seeds of Compassion. And if you want to hear him, you can visit www.seedsofcompassion.net. And next week, Sunday, at 1:30 in the afternoon, Mr. Tenzin Choden, North American Tibetan representative to Parliament in Exile, will be speaking on crisis in Tibet. And Keshava will be introducing and you're welcome to that. And the week after that, Keshava will be giving refuge vows, and new people would like to take that, or the old students, not all incoming aid, I mean old in the Dharma, just to make that clear, because I'm going to ask you to communicate clearly about that. So you can renew your vows. So we will remind you that again. Evelyn Margaret Dreamer has passed away at 88 years old, so praise her request.
All right, that day, pray to you, Sashina. Bring her to the rest of the community.
So please think
about her, you know, mind, because we work out of time to do it. Right. That's why I'm going to ask you to give yourself a lot of time to send you to the temple. Temple is a bit of a ship, but I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to do it. And if you don't get so open, you can't do it. 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 You can't do it.
But the power of our collective marriage may Dharma be source of benefit and happiness flourishes throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other holy beings live long and be successful in fulfilling their vision, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of sins and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality.
Last but not
least, we dedicate our collective positive energy for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of 2000 mental obstruction, and may we all become Buddhas soon.
내와 내의 유로도다 로라마상예두로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로로
Churumbuchi, Majibana, Shijuruti, Shivananda, Nibata, Uni Kundu Peurus, Ruatonia Tangarumbuchi, Majibana, Shijuruti, Shivananda, Nibata, Uni Kundu Peurus, Ruatonia Tangarumbuchi, Majibana, Shijuruti, Shivananda, Sirisuma tenze jatso ye, shabhi sindhi bhagdo tenjus, ye saye vinyu shukhi mito cham, viralingi nide jambandhi asandhi ye, mite bhuva ye, dhukhu nanda ye, shubhara yo ye tamanguru ren, jalaka niyata ya,
xem thai để anh hỏi lại xem là quy
cao
cao thức trình
hả? Tháng trước hả? Ở ngoài có cái ngày là 27 tháng 4.
Ngày 4 là cuối năm, cuối tháng mà chưa tìm tới bố
mẹ. Thức trình tới, thức trình.